And we have Cindy Kettering with the City of Bend Fire Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we all know that this Saturday, November 6th, is the day that we turn our clocks back. Actually, it's probably literally Sunday morning. Fire officials also recommend that you use this time to check, test, or replace your smoke alarms.
That's correct. The saying used to be, change your clock, change your battery. That's no longer strictly the case. In Oregon, most smoke alarms do have a lithium battery that's a long-life battery. In that case, it's check your clock, change your clock, check your smoke alarms. Mm. If you have a regular alkaline battery in your smoke alarm, then it's time to change it. So lithium, not necessary to change. Alkaline, do change that battery.
And do you have some advice for people on how to maintain a smoke alarm?
Maintaining a smoke alarm is as simple as just testing it periodically. We recommend at least once a month to make sure that it's still in working condition. We recommend that people check those smoke alarms. You may need to dust them periodically. You do see accumulations of dust in the smoke alarm that can trigger a false alarm. If the alarm is over 10 years old, it's time to replace the alarm. They have a lifespan of about 10 years. If it's older than the 10 years, we really recommend that that alarm be replaced.
And I'm sure that's one thing you say. This is really important that you replace this.
It is. If you don't have a working smoke alarm in your home, you're twice as likely to die in a fire. So having that working smoke alarm is critical.
And when we come back from break, we're going to talk about a smoke alarm assistance program for low-income families and seniors. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Home Fed Merchant Services now supports the iPhone card scanner. Your business can accept credit cards via your iPhone. Switching is easy at Home Fed. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. A quick figure here. Every year, about 2,600 Americans die in home fires, and over half of those deaths occur between the hours of 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. So having a working smoke alarm is really important. Now, for people who can't afford to upgrade, what is there for them?
For people that don't have a working smoke alarm in their home, it's important to know if they are renters that the landlord is by law required to provide working smoke alarms in that home. For homeowners, if they can't afford a smoke alarm, we do offer a program where we will provide smoke alarms at no cost to families that can't afford them.
And why do over half of home fire deaths happen overnight?
Because people aren't awake. They aren't aware of a fire when it's beginning, such as if something is left on the stove. If a person is sound asleep, they're not going to know that that fire has started. Whereas if they're awake, most of the time, if they see a small fire, they'll be able to put it out themselves.
Seems pretty obvious. And another big thing that we're hearing about more these days is carbon monoxide poisoning.
Absolutely, especially as we're now heading into the colder weather. It's time to really be aware of carbon monoxide alarms and sources of carbon monoxide. In fact, there was a recent case in Portland just within the past few days where a church had a malfunctioning system. Their HVAC system was malfunctioning, and it caused several people to become ill and have to be transported to the hospital with carbon monoxide poisoning. So it's time to make sure that your furnaces are in good working order. Check your appliances, particularly if they're a gas or propane appliance, and make sure that you have a working carbon monoxide alarm in your home if you have a source of carbon monoxide, as carbon monoxide has no odor, has no color, and you won't know it's there without that carbon monoxide alarm.
Do very many people have these alarms?
There is a new Oregon law that took effect last year that does require you have a carbon monoxide alarm in any home that has a source of carbon monoxide or a attached garage.
All right. Thanks for being our guest today. Cindy Kettering with the City of Bend Fire Department. Take 5 is a production of 1110 KBND Radio News.